Yeah, buddy.
Oh, there we go.
What a world. How you feeling? How you living? It's your main man, Torian Terrell, coming back at you on another beautiful Saturday evening, afternoon, morning, whatever it is going down tonight or this morning. Anyway, welcome to Preppy Boys World. I'm here with my beautiful people. Got my brother from another mother, my brother Duke. I got my sister, my little sister, Miss Toria. What's going on, mama?
Hey.
Hey. How y'all day going so far?
It's going pretty good. Nice chill Saturday.
Duke?
Same here. It's pretty chill. I got some groceries so I can cook later.
Oh, word.
Just
word,
chill
word,
out.
Word. I'll be through later. I'll be through later.
Yeah, that won't be necessary.
Oh, damn. As y'all know, me and Duke, we went to Memphis last week, and I'm still reminiscing.
I'm still recovering.
Yeah, we know.
Still recovering.
No, it's all good. We got to do that again. We got to do it again.
Anytime.
Yo, it's so much to talk about, man. We got to get straight into it. Me and my brother Duke had a conversation while we was down there in Memphis about some things while we was driving there. And he opened my eyes to a few things about it. We're going to talk about how is the earth flat and not round.
Oh. Yes,
we are going to talk about this. Because, you know, me and him were going to stop being friends over this. But he opened my eyes to things. I came back. I did a little research myself. It made some sense. But I want to hear what other people got to say. And I want y'all to hear what my brother's saying. You know what I'm saying? Dude, explain to them why you believe the earth is flat, my man.
Ah, man. It's not really one reason, but it's like a bunch of them. I won't get into too many details right now.
Because you don't know. The world is round. I'm just saying.
No, because questions happen and, you know, you have to understand one thing before you understand the other. But anyway, yeah.
And I did.
So, I did my research a while ago, and basically, it's harder to prove that the world is round than it is to prove that it's flat. But, I mean, simple things that you can do, like right now, to basically see for yourself, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
One being that it's a fact. Well, I won't say that it's a fact, but scientists say that the earth spins at 1,000 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, the earth rotates around the sun at, I think, 40,000 miles per hour. So that's a lot of rotation going on. But at the same time, if that's supposed to be happening, there's no way helicopters could basically hover and land at the same spot if that was the case. Gravity won't pull you constantly in one spot so you could continuously land at that same spot, if you understand what I'm trying to say. But go ahead.
So if you think about it, it's basically what you're saying. If the earth is flat, it's like a rotating disc, like those old school records. So if it's rotating at that kind of speed, and you're talking about a helicopter landing, you know.
No, what I'm saying is, if this is all based on if the world is round, like we've been taught since we were kids, it's spinning. That's the scientists say that it spins at 1,000 miles per hour. It rotates around the sun at 40,000 miles an hour. Okay. So what I'm saying is, if you believe that, then why are helicopters able to rise above, hover, and land at the same spot? It would, like, the earth would be moving already. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, the earth would be moving. You wouldn't be able to land at that same spot. If you drop if you throw a ball in the air, like, as far as you can, and let's say you throw it a mile away, you know, just for shits and giggles, and it lands within the same 2 feet that you dropped it, like, that shouldn't be possible. You know what I'm saying? Airplanes shouldn't be able to land on if the Earth is moving at 1,000 miles an hour. It wouldn't be possible for them to land perfectly because they have rotating tires. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't. The science behind it doesn't make sense once you actually look, actually do the legwork. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you do these experiments, you will see for yourself and be like, "Yo, this shouldn't be happening." But yeah, that's just one instance. But as far as like the Earth is, like to me, if you look at it, what they say are craters, like comets hitting the Earth. And, you know, you see a crater, you never see a crater that looks like a crash or it looks like it had like some trail to it. You know what I'm saying? If the Earth is rotating at 1,000 miles per hour, like they say, why isn't there a trail leading into that crater? Why is it a straight down, you know?
I get what you're saying. Saying, like, if something is turning, it's going to leave the marks of like a skid.
Yeah, it's going to leave like a skid mark or something. But if it's, I mean, if you look at a crater, they're all, you know, a circular, perfect circular, you know, structure. Right. They're not. So, I mean, that's just a couple of examples, but yeah.
And you the Bill Nye, the science guy, your smart ass. I guess you did learn something in school because I thought you were stupid. God
damn. I'm only stupid.
So basically, what you're saying is that the rotation doesn't make sense.
The rotation doesn't make sense. The speed doesn't make sense. It just scientifically, it just doesn't make sense. If you just look at it, it won't. It just won't make sense. Like you'll be like, what? How does this happen? Yeah, it's not hard to explain, but it's hard for me to find the words. But
so it's not really a matter of whether the Earth is flat or round. It's just the rotation and the way that the Earth is moving. First off, spinning on its axis, whatever the thing is. And then at the same time, rotating around the sun, it really doesn't. Because there's also a theory that if the Earth was to just stop moving, then we will all just like fly and that would be like the end, pretty much.
Right. And that's the thing. And they also tell us that the Earth shifts, you know what I'm saying, like during winter time and summertime. So it's like, how could all of that be taking place and we don't feel any of it? We don't feel it when it's normal. We don't feel it when it shifts. We don't. So explain that. You know what I'm saying? Like that's something that they can't explain to us.
I tell you how they can explain it. We all high off drugs and they ain't telling nobody. Yep,
that might be true.
Oxygen that we all breathe.
We breathing in something.
Yeah, we might be.
No, I'm not gonna argue with him no more because I told him, I said, okay, you opening my eyes to some stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my homework. You and Kyrie and others, y'all waking up the sleepy giant a little bit in me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm 50-50 right now, so you know, I have to fly to outer space myself to see if the Earth is really round. I ain't got the money to do that, shit.
Yeah, but it's a lot, man. You would definitely have to have a whole nother podcast.
Oh, yeah, almost definitely will.
Because it's deeper than just the Earth's rotation or if the Earth is round or not. But a lot of people assume like the first, and this is the thing about the flat Earth thing. Round Earth is new. That's like, if you ask your great grandparents, they'll be like, it was flat when we was growing up. They was teaching us it was flat. I'm serious. Like, I was looking at a show. It was I wasn't looking at the show, but they put up an example, and it was a show. I think I forget the name of it, but it was like an old Western, and the guy, like one of the episodes or part of the episode, was this lady had came to their little like farm trying to tell them about how the Earth was round. And the guy, the owner of the farm, was like, that's stupid. Everybody knows it's flat. You know what I'm saying? Get out of here with this stuff and blah, blah, blah. I even know a female that was taught to, like, she's younger than me by like maybe 2 or 3 years. And she was taught in her class that the Earth was flat. So I was like, the round Earth thing is fairly new. But, but it's definitely arguable.
You mean like, because you know, when we was in school, that's all we saw in our science book was a globe.
Right, that was our school though. That, you know what I'm saying? That the globe model is new. When I mean new, I mean like, you know, dating back to original like societies and when we first, you know, colonized and all that stuff. Right. Not new as in, you know, last 10 years,
yeah,
but
just yesterday. Okay.
Yeah. So, when I say new, it means like the amongst the modern age, like it's fairly new, you know what I'm saying? Like if you go back a couple of generations, you can probably catch a few people that were like, "Nah, there was no such thing as a round globe or blah blah blah."
Shoot, how would they know?
Nobody. That's the thing, though. Nobody technically knows. See, that's another
main,
whole.
That's the main thing that I'm.
That's the main. Yeah, that's the main culprit right there. But yeah, like I said, that's a whole other podcast, man.
But even if it wasn't, like, you have all these employees that work with, like, NASA and everything, like, why would they even lie about it? Or why would this be, like, you know?
They're getting a check. Yeah. Some of them might not. Right. This is the thing, though. Some of them might not honestly know. Some of them may work there. Like let's say you work at McDonald's, right? Mm-hmm. And you know about how, what temperature the meat should be at, what, you know, where to cook the fries and all this other stuff. But you may not know that, you know, like those nuggets, where those nuggets come from. You know what I'm saying? You don't know.
We don't to this day.
Yeah, you don't know what actually. Right. You don't know what's really in that stuff. You don't know if it's real meat or not. So who are you to say? You know, you may work for McDonald's, but that don't mean you know what goes in and out of their stores or their corporate stuff. So,
yeah, but I was just mostly considering, like, what's the motive? Like, what's the... Because with a burger, yeah, I mean, you want to know what you're putting into your body. But whether the earth is actually flat or round, like, what actually could that...
That's,
how would that affect
that's
us?
What I,
like, what's the point of even lying about it?
My guess from what I've been, you know, researching is resources, extra land and resources. That's the only thing I can come up with in my brain. Like, so much... Because there was an interview done by the guy who ventured past Antarctica.
Oh yeah, I saw that. And
Antarctica is really like where the edge would be if the world had an edge to it. You know what I'm saying? That would Antarctica is its edge, and so he ventured past that, and him and his team. And they found resources, like they found a lot of land, a lot of green land at that. And so when he came back, he was optimistic, like, man, we could live off this forever. You know what I'm saying? So, but after that, they shut it down, like they shut Antarctica down to, like, you know, to free. I don't know what it's called, commerce or livability. So it's like you can't just go into Antarctica and just, you know. Mm-hmm. And buy land, like it's not gonna happen. And it's a treaty. It's the longest treaty that's been successful on Earth since the early, I want to say 50s or 60s. I think 50s, yeah, something like that, like 59, 60, early 60s. But yeah, but it's a lot, man. Like, but that's a good question though, like. What's their motive for hiding that? That's a good ass question, because I'm like that, but that's my only assumption is that they want to hide resources or something.
Same reason why they want to hide that there are aliens coming down here kicking it.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, that's
definitely
a whole different
might be.
Argument within itself for people considering that we are actually the only ones here, and it's like,
we've seen a couple of aliens in Memphis.
Oh man. It was a group of
just like chilling, just strolling, just touring. Like, oh, okay, this is.
They was drinking. Yeah, they cannot handle their liquor.
They cannot.
Man,
speaking of all these aliens and all this other stuff, what do y'all think about the Drake and Pusha T beef? I said Pusha T beef.
Pusha T beef.
Yeah, what do y'all think of that? You know, for me. I think it's good for hip-hop, but I do feel Pusha T went a little bit too far because I didn't hear what Drake. Yeah. I didn't hear what Drake crossed the line. You know what I'm saying? He said he talked about his fiance. That would push a T fed.
He mentioned his fiance.
He said anything disrespectful.
Nah, he didn't say anything bad. But I mean, okay.
I'm what back. The hell?
Y'all heard that alarm?
Yeah, someone.
I don't know what just happened.
That was an alarm for my phone.
I'm like, oh my God.
But,
everything stopped.
Well, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did mention this girl. It really wasn't disrespectful at all. But, I mean, you don't know what type of relationship Pusha T and his wife have, you know? Maybe she...
But that's the thing. Like, it wasn't really important to even... I don't care. I just want to hear the music.
I think... Pusha T went too far, but...
Yeah.
The only part he went too far on was the guy with the MS. But I honestly wouldn't know he had MS if
that his buddy was dying.
Yeah, I didn't know that. But if I didn't know firsthand what MS was, I wouldn't have cared. But since I know what that is, like I was like, oh man, he should have left that out.
And the thing is, Pusha T ain't backing down from saying it.
Nah,
you know, that's crazy. Like, damn, yeah. Really?
That's crazy. I got to put my hands on you after that.
For real, like, you know.
Yeah, that's
definitely. I would say something about your brother, Malice. Y'all probably both would have jumped me. Malice would have got all out of his religion.
Yeah. But,
So, I really didn't know who this Pusha T person was. And upon my research, it turns out that, on a couple of sources, saying that him and Drake had beef for actually some years now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
That's basically just been leading up and escalating.
Yep.
And it's saying that his beef somehow started with Young Money's Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
And he thought that they were, like, ripping off some of their styles and some of their, like, you know, lyrics and all that stuff. And that's basically where it originally started from. And then it just escalated to this whole big thing that's basically come to light now.
Yeah. So they did a breakdown the other day that I had to look at myself because it was like, I know... when the beef between the Clips, which is, you know, part of the group that Pusha T
was in.
But I know when it started, which was like around 2006-ish, I think.
That's when Drake first came out. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was only between the Clips and Lil Wayne.
Mm.
But before that, this is what I didn't know. This is where it started originally, was between Lil Wayne and Pharrell.
Wow.
So
that I didn't know.
And you know Pharrell does the beats for the Clips. That's basically his group. Okay, so with that understood, the Clips and Pharrell and Cash Money or Lil Wayne and Baby or whatever you want to call it, they did a song together.
To that book.
And I forget the. What happened? That was the name of it. Okay. So they did that song. Pharrell didn't get a dime for it.
Damn.
But the song did numbers.
Right, yeah, it was dope.
It did enough to get some money back, but he never got paid for it. Pharrell said, okay, cool. It is what it is. I'm not finna bother y'all. I'm doing other things. He was fairly new though. So him doing that was like a you know, I'm not finna burn no bridge. I'm gonna let y'all hang y'all self type thing.
Mm.
So, but the Clips had other things in mind. They was like, nah, we finna. But Pharrell said, nah, let him be. So Lil Wayne wanted to wear, what's the gear that he had?
A truck fit. Billionaire Boy.
Nah, Billionaire Boys Club.
Oh, yeah, BBC.
I think.
BBC.
Yeah. So, or Ice Cream.
Yeah.
I'm not Ice Cream. What was the name of
it? It was BBC. Ice Cream was the shoes.
Okay. Well, Lil Wayne was rocking all of that stuff. Mm. Right? And I think, like, his following video. And I remember that video. I forget the name of it, but I remember the video. And he had on, like, a red bait. The bait. That's what it was.
Yeah, the bait. Yeah.
So, he had on all of that. And he was doing it as, like, a tribute to Pharrell. Like, thank you. You know what I'm saying? But Pharrell told them, don't wear my stuff. I'm not, don't promote my stuff. And so that's where the beef finally took like a turn. Like, okay, this is a real beef, because Pharrell is pissed. Like, nah, you're not going to pay me. Don't wear my stuff. You know what I'm saying? So that's where it started from. And then that's when the ball got to rolling. Pusha T stepped back out there and was like, you know, you kissing a man that's not even your father. And at that time, I didn't even know that wasn't his father, his real father. I thought it was his real father. Oh. So Pusha T was like, yo, that's not your father, man. You kissing that man on the lips.
So, that's my daddy, baby.
Yeah, call another man daddy. He ain't your father. He said your father is so-and-so, so-and-so. That's not your father. But yeah, that's where it all started from. And I think Drake just inherited it, because Lil Wayne really wasn't. Lil Wayne is not a battle rapper. He's not going to battle you.
No.
You know what I'm saying? He may say little stuff, but he'll rather just say fuck you and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
wow. Yeah. So Drake inherited that. See, and,
I can't get no beef later. I don't want to hear nobody else's shit. I can't do it. That's too much.
Can't just get dragged straight into it. It's like, okay, I'm over here doing my own thing. Like,
yep.
Okay. Somebody over there drinking good because they smacking. What y'all drinking?
Yeah. Oh, you can hear that?
Yeah. You drinking good.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got some of this vodka.
Don't say the name because he ain't
over here. I'm not going to say it unless we get that back.
Hey, we'll say the name all day.
For real.
Vodka, 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 vodka.
Right. We'll say it then. Yeah, it's a rapper's vodka, though. Hint, hint.
That's crazy. And, you know, and some more beef in this entertainment game with Roseanne and Valerie Jarrett. That nonsense last week.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know who Valerie Jarrett was until Roseanne came.
Was and that is hilarious to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the whole reference of the Planet of the Apes thing was, that's another thing. Like, but everybody know Roseanne does. That's what Roseanne does. You know, she low-key throws shots at people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we know. And now these people that was working for her, all of a sudden they got no jobs, but some of them are still getting paid for next season and everything.
Oh, that's good, you know what I'm saying?
So it's like, whatever. But she want to, I'm not even going to say I think. I don't even know. But I overheard that she was blaming Wanda Sykes. Because Wanda Sykes said
she was blaming.
Yeah, Wanda Sykes quit the show.
So was Wanda Sykes on the show, or was she
a
writer?
She was actually on the show.
Oh, okay, because I refuse to watch Bro,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I still haven't, I didn't
watch. In 2018. It. Yeah, I can't do you it. I'm not watching anything that is rebooted.
But, you know, I was,
Martin comes back, I'm not watching.
I just be curious, like, how would you put in both of them, what was the blonde sister's name? Darlene? No, not Darlene. Becky's. Both of the Becky's. How you going to put both
Becky.
Of them? Yeah, how you going to put both of them in the same place at the same timeline? Because one will replace the other.
It was two different Beckys.
Oh yeah, it was. I forgot about
why would
that.
They do that?
No, you
that's
see?
What they used to do back then, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah,
remember
replace
they changed,
them.
Unviv on Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
So did they so exactly. wait. So they replaced the Becky, and then what did they do with the new Becky? I mean the
that's
new
what I said,
episode.
They brought on the show. I guess they did like a Full House.
Which one?
Both of them. They both like they both
you're lying
both in the show.
Oh, so they were so they just were Becky's by name, not by actual storyline.
What was the last name? What was Roseanne? Becky Tanner? Was it Roseanne?
Connor.
Connor. Yeah. Like that. Yeah, they were the same last name. I don't know if they were the same. Like,
so was she adopted?
No, she replaced her.
So she full on replaced her, like Aunt Viv.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
For like a couple seasons.
And they. Brought her back.
Brought her back, both of them.
Both of them.
Both of them.
What the hell?
I think that's so shady. Oh my
God. You know,
that's stupid.
Right then and there, you knew the show probably wasn't going to work anyway. Because
that makes no sense. You just undermined what the old show was now.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, pretty much.
They brought back all the grandchildren and all this stuff and all these Beckys.
I only thought it was only one kid, and that was the bad one. What was her name?
Darlene.
Yeah. She was the only one with a kid last time I was watching that show.
She was.
She. You said
wait,
all
Darlene
of the grandkids.
The
how many
one,
grandkids?
Or was it Becky?
I thought Darlene was the bad one.
Well, actually, none of them really was
the
bad.
One with the dark
Darlene
hair.
Was the rebel.
Yeah, she right. was one with like the boyfriend and all that, but
right,
Becky
right.
She was the one that really baby early. Like went at it, and like you know she was more of like the bratty, whatever, mom, forget you, yeah. I'm not gonna listen to you, I'm gonna move out.
Very dramatic.
Yeah.
She did move out, didn't she?
Yeah. I think she did. Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
But those tweets, I feel like. I mean, they were kind of overboard. Come on now. Not only did yeah. you come at us with Planet Ace, but you came at a whole different race with the Muslim, what's it called? The Muslim Brotherhood?
Yeah, that, yeah. That, yeah. But, you know, but then like I said, Roseanne.
Come on now, that's like a double whammy.
Roseanne is Miss Controversy anyway, and you expect it. When you signed that contract saying, hey, I'm going to be part of the Roseanne Barr Show, you knew what she could do and what she might do. You know what I'm saying?
She so, was just... She was just, not to interrupt, but she was just, she just took a picture in a, I think it was a magazine,
mm.
where she was dressed like a Nazi, had the German, had the, oh, like wow. the Hitler mustache and was pulling, and had the cookies, like the Jewish cookies in the oven, mm. pulling those out.
I didn't yeah. know that. I actually didn't even see that because shit, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I think she had that on the truck too.
She is.
Yeah, she voted for Trump.
Wow.
Yeah.
You
know, I think like, they I even touched on that in the
show. Not to vote for, but goddamn. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to vote for a piece of slime when I got somebody who's very much qualified for this job.
I'm just saying. Yeah, but that Trump was a money move, man. Like, people with money respect him, so they'll vote for him.
Yeah.
You know, plus... It's like picking a lesser of two evils, man. That fucking election was, I don't know what you call that shit. That shit was like...
It was rigged.
Yeah. Definitely. But it was like, what the fuck? This is what we got in 2018? This is what we got to look forward to?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I just feel like overall, like the big mistake she made and... And cast members like put up to us like we apologize for anything that she said. We don't have the same views or anything like that. But I mean, you would think like for her to be so comfortable to make a tweet of those comments, first of all,
she blamed it on the drug. She blamed it on the drug. I forgot what the drug was.
It was
Start with an A.
Ambien.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ambien.
Which is a sleep drug, right?
I believe so. Yeah. So you was drowsy as fuck. And you said, ah, nigga babies.
Yep.
I'm not a racist, just an idiot. Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
So I just really didn't expect that to come from Roseanne, though. Like, I didn't care who she voted for, but I just didn't expect that to come from her.
I didn't either, to be honest. I didn't know what type of person she was. Like, even those, like, Hitler, those pictures. Even then, I was like, ah, why is she bothering the Jewish people like this? But I didn't. But it was like, you know, I'm not finna like badmouth her because I'd never heard her say anything bad about black people. But once I saw that tweet, I was just like, wow, what is going on?
She was like, what, undercover for so long? But and they even based it in a show of like her the whole conversation of her like voting for Trump and how different families in America are having these different views of like middle class and everything. But I also feel like. For her to be so comfortable to do a tweet like that, it doesn't matter how cool she may seem or how much she's like, mm-hmm. you know, oh yeah, I'm an advocate, so I can do these kind of things. Right. Like things are so sensitive right now with every race.
Yeah,
things are so hella sensitive. And for her to put a tweet out like that, in a way she even apologized, it's so nonchalant, like, yeah, okay, whatever, I was being stupid, like, get over, I blame the Ambien or whatever. It's mm-hmm. like, come on now, mama, like, we've been with you, rocking with you, even though I was born in the 90s. Like, yeah. I would wake up, like, watching you on TV late at night.
Yeah.
So it's like, then for you to bring it back like that, halfway through the first season of, like, your reboot. It's like,
yep.
And we live in a day and age where you can say whatever the hell you want and then say, oh, I'm sorry, and expect everybody to forgive you for that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was surprised more so by the cancellation of the show. To be
honest. Well, that to me, that just goes to show you, like, hell, what you say have ramifications, and you will.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought what they
should be consequences and repercussions.
What they should have done, what they should have done, was kill her off in the show. They should have killed her off in the show. Made it
instead of Roseanne, it would just be like Dan.
Yeah, get killed by a black dude. Get killed by a black dude and a Muslim.
Damn.
Just walking home from the restaurant. Do they have a restaurant anymore?
Just kill them.
Oh, they did have a restaurant.
Yeah. Did it? I don't know if they had the restaurant in the new one, but that would have been funny.
Called Loose Meat Sandwiches.
It was, too.
Yep, Loose
Meat Sandwiches.
I don't know how that
was. I'm glad they're getting paid for their money, because I could imagine, like, these people have been probably... you know, just getting by for all these years, and they finally have a chance to, like, get back out there, and they got these checks coming in, and it's really popular. And then for it to just be, like, completely shitted on in just a matter of, like, months, it's like, come on now.
Right. That's crazy. But speaking of old shows, so y'all remember the episode with and Bill Cosby when they had, when the men were pregnant?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
so
yeah, I remember that.
So I was having this I was having this thought, like, figure out what all of the men had, right? And I was looking on YouTube, but I couldn't find the entire clip. And so I only saw Cliffs with the sandwich, Theo with the car, and Martin with the boat. What did Elvin have?
They never showed it.
That's
Bill Cosby had the hoagie and the pops and the orange pop.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah, they never showed it.
So they never showed it. They never showed Elvin. Oh man, that's crazy.
Never showed.
I need to know what he had.
Hit him up on Twitter.
I need to know what they wrote him up for or what they wrote. Because I know they put that in the script, like he had this and that, you know?
It probably was something they probably couldn't put in there.
Nah. Couldn't
I'm trying to think. That. Well, Elvin was a doctor. He was a nurse or something, so he could have had a syringe. I don't know.
That would have been stupid.
Maybe. Well, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. Hey. Now, I know this is probably not Toria's forte, but, dude, we got to talk about your boy, J.R. Smith. We got to talk about this NBA Finals. We got to talk about this, Danny. You know?
We got to talk about
LeBron and his little girl, hissy fit, walk off at the press conference. We got to talk about this.
That was classic. That's a classic meme, man. I don't understand why that's not floating around.
You know what I'm saying? The way he walked, right, we got to talk about this.
He grabbed his purse and got up, man. Like,
he didn't walk off. He strutted out. And had us not say,
and then pointed. Tomorrow. Then he pointed at somebody. He pointed at somebody like, "I'll see you, okay?"
Gather tomorrow.
Oh my God! I wanted to cry laughing. That shit is hilarious. Oh man! But I was watching the game, and as a basketball player, I visualize the game, right? So. When he hit the first free throw and tied it up, I'm thinking to myself, if he misses this, I think Cleveland is going to get the ball back.
I thought he were.
And when I'm thinking that, he's starting to take it. Damn, did that end? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
Oh, okay. So he takes the free throw. And he misses. I can see it short just by the way he shot it. So
that shit go again.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Takes the free throw, and J.R. Smith gets the rebound. My thought is he's going to take it right up for a layup, or he's getting room. He's going to go get some space. Jesus Christ, to make a shot. He dribbles out. And looks like a lost dog. Doesn't know what he's doing.
I thought we were up. Like, dude, explain to me. Now, I've seen you play ball. I've played ball. And I know if you have a clock and you look at the scoreboard as you're dribbling away in the last seconds, right?
Uh-huh.
Why didn't he do that? He thought they were up. I thought he could probably see that.
I thought he knew they were tied. I mean,
you know, is that Coach Lou's fault?
Nah, that's not Coach.
Okay, all right. I'm
just saying. All right. Not at all. You're supposed to know what the score is and what the time is.
But
those are two things you look at.
Yeah.
Especially in the last
minute. Why did he have the ball? Like, why did he give it to LeBron in the first place? Why he just shoot to him? LeBron would do something with it.
He thought they were up, so you don't shoot the win.
Right. And
if he thinks he's up, shooting the ball is just as dumb. Because you can shoot the ball, miss, it go out of bounds, the clock stops, or if they get a rebound, call timeout, the clock stops. So you don't want to do that either. So he was in him thinking they were up, it was smart to hold the ball. But because he wasn't aware that they were tight, it was dumb. Right. You know what I'm saying? But I don't fault him because he could have did worse. He could have fucking tossed the ball the other way down the court somewhere. Yeah, he could have did something JaVale McGee did. Which, yeah, so yeah, that was just bad. It was terrible.
That was terrible.
But it was funny. Because it's like, yo, what is you thinking? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is your one. You're about to get away with a win in the enemy's territory. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
So who you think gonna win the series just by off that one game? Who you think is gonna win? Will they win in seven or in six?
I had Golden State winning in six.
I'm with you. Yeah, I got Golden State winning in six. Even though I'm not gonna front. I'm not gonna lie. I would love for LeBron to win one and then go ahead and say, okay, I won another ring for you, Cleveland. Now I'm about to leave now. That's what I want him to do.
I don't think he's going to go anywhere, man. Where can he go? Can't go anywhere.
They talking about Philly. You know what I'm saying? But
man, he's not going to go to Philly, man.
He ain't going
to
win the ring then, no.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, well, Houston seems more attractable than anything there. You know what I'm saying? But like I said.
Yeah,
but,
I would go to Houston.
I see it like
definitely.
This as well, too. You got all these old dudes, some young dudes on your team in Cleveland. You go to Houston, you got all these old dudes. You go to Philly, you got all these young dudes, so it's a no-win situation. So I believe, you're right. You probably should just stay in Cleveland and just suck it up.
I mean, he could go to Houston, but he can go to Houston. But I think they'll win quicker than
Philly.
It would if you go to Philly. But LeBron is on his way out. He don't care if he play with young or old, long as they play. And I think he'd much rather go with Houston because LeBron don't play with rookies. He don't play with two-year players.
No, he don't.
Nah, that's why you see Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance not really getting that much time.
Yeah. That's right, George Hill. Damn, I'm hearing birds and shit. What the hell? All
right, you got some,
somebody got some
good
birds
hearing, buddy.
I ain't here.
Yeah, that's my background.
Yeah.
You got birds and drinks.
Suburban.
Birds and drinks.
Got the tropicalness going on.
What's going on with you, Miss Tori?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm just fine, guys.
Has anyone of y'all heard Kanye's new album yet?
I refuse to listen to that guy.
Dude, I'm going to say this.
I refuse to listen to dude music, man.
Give it a listen, bro. Listen to me. I'm not saying it's the best album in the world, but just give it a listen. I listened to it, but I'm kind of pissed just because we waited 2.5 years, maybe three, for you to put out 7 songs, bro. You know what I'm saying?
He doing that for everybody. He did that for Pusha. He doing that for him, Nas, Kid Cudi, Teyana Taylor, maybe.
They better be fired because this album reminds me of My Beautiful Twisted Nightmare meets 808s and Heartbeats. That's what it is.
That's not a bad combination.
It's not a bad combination, but if Kanye has done different things on each album. College Dropout was one of a kind. What was the other one? Graduation.
Late Registration.
Graduation was a different type of monster. Late Registration was a different type of monster. And then so on and so forth. But this album just seemed like it's just a mixture of two, and it just seems to me that he still is trying to find his place now. You know what I'm saying? But for me, I like it. I'm on the fence about it. but I would.
So you heard
it? Yeah, I heard it. I listened to it, and you know.
So did you enjoy it?
That's the thing. No, that's what I say. I'm on the fence about it.
You didn't.
I'm on the fence, but
so if you didn't enjoy it, you're no longer on the fence, sir.
No, I'm trying. Shut up, man.
So he's still just holding on because it's Kanye.
Basically, he wants to like it. He doesn't like it, but he wants to like it.
He's
going
to hold on.
This has nothing to do with none of the BS that my man has been spitting the past month or two or so, whatever. Has nothing to do
So if Kanye wasn't racist, you would like it.
He's racist. Wait, what?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're saying. He said, mixed children are better than black kids.
He said that.
He just said that. Well, you know what? I don't know if it's alleged, but they said he said it. I was looking at it this morning. He said it. And that's
so, what I want to know. Is his reasoning behind that? Why? Because we are one. We are the world.
I have no idea. You know what I'm saying? But you know, when you're down a lot of times, and I know that, like, when you're down a lot of times, and it's easy to go ahead and just throw salt and throw BS out there on your name that you said this and said that. I will say that because I don't think Kanye would say that, and I don't think that he would say he don't care nothing about Chicago children, the Chicago kids.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. But if Ryan Fest said, you know, who knows what him and Ryan Fest been through?
If you can say slavery was a choice.
Okay, I give you that.
I don't know what else you can say that's ridiculous.
But also, this the same man said he was on opioids.
I don't know what an opioid is.
I was on opioids. He said twice.
So if you can, but this is why I don't subscribe to the whole I was on drugs thing.
Right.
Is because if you out here making albums, you out here putting music together, which deals in technical things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Technical, musical instruments. You can't tell me you don't know what you're talking about. You can't tell me that.
Well, shit, ODB was high as a kite as well too.
Yeah, but he that don't mean you're crazy.
Yeah.
That does not mean you're crazy. ODB was also one of the most political Wu-Tang members, too.
True.
But nah, man, I'm not supporting Kanye, man. I mean, if I hear it, I hear it. But I'm not gonna pay for it.
No, I stream it. No, I ain't touching that. You know what I'm saying? But can you separate Kanye West, College Dropout Kanye West, and can you separate Robert Sylvester Kelly from R. Kelly, because we know they both Chicago, they both going through some shit right now. Can you separate them and not be like, yo, these cats are geniuses when it comes to this music thing, though. You got to give that to them. They're geniuses. So, you know, that's why I'm trying, like, I said I was on the fence, because I'm like, yo, we still know that they can make great music, but it's fucked up where they at in their life right now and what's going on right now. I hate that it's happening to... And I'm probably fucking what I'm about to say. I don't give a fuck if it happened to anybody else in anybody else's state. I don't want it to happen to nobody from Chicago. Why this gonna happen to anybody from Chicago? You know what I'm saying? If it was somebody from New York, I love you, New York. Don't get it twisted. But if it was somebody that was in New York, I probably wouldn't give 10 shits. You know what I'm saying?
Probably not.
But that's why I'm saying, I'm like, can you separate Kanye West, the first album, and R. Kelly from Robert Sylvester Kelly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
So you're basically saying, could you separate the artist from the actor?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got to separate the artist from the man. You know, people not playing their music. I know Kanye probably said some dumb shit. I know R. Kelly probably done did some dumb shit, but they still got families. Yeah, they got enough money, more money than us combined, all three of us together. Yeah, we know. You know what I'm saying? But musically, these cats are geniuses. You know what I'm saying? So that's my thing. That's why I say I support this man musically. Him as a human being, I don't know where the fuck he's at.
Well, no one really knows anyone like these celebrities personally, but
true.
When you hear about all this stuff that they're going through or all this stuff that they're doing, it's kind of like they still have to be held accountable. You know?
Yeah, they do.
My fiance wants to go back to the whole Roseanne situation, but that's just
something. Now I wonder if Beyonce has come out somewhere and say, fuck the pandas, what's gonna happen? Like, are y'all gonna go against Beyonce? Are y'all gonna throw stones at Beyonce? Oh,
I mean, that's the same thing they're doing about the whole freaking Illuminati crap that came out, what, 2-3 years ago.
They still
a lot of people were for it. A lot of people were like, oh, well, you know, it's Beyonce, you know, we gotta kind of reel her in a little bit. Other people was like, no, fuck that, but Beyonce, you know, she's better than whatever it is.
I can't. I can't separate
them. I can't either.
Nah. I just can't. R. Kelly, I'm not listening to R. Kelly anyway right now.
That's so hard to do though. Yeah. I was just
he's over the hill. I'm not really checking for R. Kelly.
But he dropped the album, not the new shit.
I'll still rock with the old shit. I mean, it is what
it's
it is.
Hard
you know,
to let
if,
that go now. That was like, well, for y'all in y'all, what, 20s, adulthood? That was like my whole childhood, R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just
like R. Kelly
let
was,
that go just because if it comes on, I'll be like, okay, and I'll turn it down a little bit, but I'll still listen to it.
Yeah, I still listen to it. Like, R. Kelly is still R. Kelly. You know what I'm saying? He still makes
That's
great
what
music.
I'm
like,
saying.
He made I Believe I Can Fly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he made a lot of good hits. Now, I'm not going to say, oh, he's innocent. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm just saying, like, listening to his old shit, I'm still going to do that. That doesn't mean I'm going to buy his new stuff. You know, I'm not going to support what he's doing because I think that's everything he got going on. This shit is nasty. As far as Kanye West goes, there's no way I could listen to his old stuff. Like, I literally tried listening to his stuff, like, weeks
ago. Yeah, and I cut that song off.
It is so, you have to cut it off because it's like every time you hear him say something that's like pro-black or, you know, empowering, it's like, man, you're so fake ass. you know what I'm saying? Like, fake ass. You don't saying none of that now. Then, on top of that, like, I just realized, like, his album was called, what, Life of Pablo a while back? Yo, how do you have a name? How do you say Life of Pablo? But you know what I'm saying? You supporting a dude that want to build a wall, bro. Like, that don't make sense to me. Like, all of that shit just, you know, is just weird. So it's like, I can't listen to dude, man.
And shame on you, Kim Kardashian, for trying to fucking step in shit that you know you got nothing to do with.
Yeah, that's Kanye. Yeah. That's just Kanye, man. This is another part of Kanye.
I want to keep it on Chicago real quick. I want to say rest in peace to Zach TV. You know what I'm saying? The dude that got, you know, murdered out south a few days ago. He was working with Media Takeout. He was a hood Chicago journalist that wasn't afraid to go get into the real dark shit. You know what I'm saying? The other journalists that they didn't want to get into. He did it. He wanted to put us together, and it's unfortunate that our city can't stand when somebody's trying to be great. For every reason, we don't know what really went on behind closed doors, but from what I hear from everybody is that this dude was a good brother. I met him once. I just see him. I you know what I'm saying? I didn't shake his hand. I saw him. So I can't say I really met him, but I saw him. You know what I'm saying? And from what the love that he was getting from the people that was around me was a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? I love to see people from my city get love from our city. You know what I'm saying? We
Rest
are so known to hate each other. You know what I'm saying? And that's sad that we're like that. You know what I'm saying? But I guess that's just
jealousy,
the you know,
and hate and all that about just
crabs in a barrel, man.
Yeah,
crabs in a barrel.
You know what I'm saying? But man, oh shoot, show is winding down, but. Today, I went to go take care of some business earlier. I was up my homegirl's movie set, Michelle D. Ivey, on her movie set doing Power Taken.
I saw that on Snapchat.
You know what I'm saying? And it was fun. It was fun doing it with her. You know what I'm saying? Today, I think today was the last day of filming, and it was the outside part of the movie. And it was just fun doing it. And shout out to Michelle. And her team and everything, they awesome over there. Shout out to Bobby. He's one of the lead actors over there. And, man, just look out for that movie, Power Taken. You know what I'm saying?
Power Taken.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a good movie. Hopefully Michelle give us some some passes so we can come see the movie. You know what I'm saying? And then we get it in.
Or screening,
whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get in where I fit in. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to her. And, man, Chicago, I love y'all. I love y'all. Yo, y'all got any last words to say before we head out?
Chat him.
We should do movie reviews too. A few movies.
Oh my God! You know what? Yes.
I want to do is have a section where we talk about like Netflix shows.
Oh yeah, we can do that.
That's not popular, but that are good. You know how you scroll and you see a movie and be like, "Yo, this fucking movie was
kind of good."
Yeah.
We can do that.
We need a section like that. Just name drop a movie just for, you know.
Toxic Crusader. Yeah.
I would die to watch that movie right now.
Oh, my God.
I would love to watch that movie right now. Look, watching old, like, I don't know if y'all get high, but I get high. So, watching old shit is, like, the best when you high. Because it's extra funny.
You know I'm always down.
I would definitely watch.
Brother.
Toxic Avengers, man. His weapon was a broom. I just want to throw that out there.
Exactly.
His weapon was a broom.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
That shit was funny as hell.
His girlfriend.
Check this out.
Man.
They had a cartoon and everything.
I had a couple of the toys back in the day.
I did too.
Oh, Luke Cage, I think, comes out this month. Yes, sir. Season 2.
That's what's up.
Can't wait. Can't freaking wait, man.
So do we have are we going to do this Marvel DC versus like extended
Marvel
universe type thing?
DC?
Yeah, because I got some gripes.
Yo, you know what?
Some gripes.
We going to hold that for next Saturday.
All right.
You hungry? I see. I like
wrap them up.
I got some gripes, man.
I like that. All I'm saying is I can't wait to see Venom. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I definitely want to check that out,
too. You know what I'm saying?
That's like a good one.
But y'all, Tori, you got anything to say, Mama? Besides Shantam? That's it, Mama.
No, I'm good. I would really like to do the movie reviews, though, because I'm at the movies pretty much every other weekend, and I'm, like, up to date on all the latest movies, and oh, my God.
Oh, you better than me.
Better.
Yeah.
Better than me, too. That's what's up.
Fire spirit.
I like movie buffs.
That's what's up. So that's what it is, people. Next week, we're going to talk nothing but movies. Maybe some other stuff, too. You know what I'm saying? Just tune in to Preppy Boys World, man. We got your entertainment news and everything, baby. Yes, sir. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but we are so happy and blessed that y'all are here with us tonight. We love y'all, man.
Yes.
Peace. True to yours.
Peace out, y'all.
Tori and Terrell. Miss Toria. My brother, Duke. Peace, y'all.
Thanks.
Peace.